Good. Dear Rabbosim, today we're going to continue in Yoni Tzuras HaPesach, in the fundamental meaning of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. I'd also like to mention today is the yahrzeit of Harav David Lifshitz Zatzal, who was a Rosh Yeshiva here in the Yeshiva for many, many years. And he was the Rosh Yeshiva that really lived in the Yeshiva. I mean, he lived across the street for many, many years. He was the Rav in Suvalk for many, many years, and he had a tremendous hashpah on the Yeshiva. So today is his yahrzeit, Rav Marina, Rav David Ben Rav Yaakov Aryeh. So we should dedicate the shiur today Le'iloi Nishmaso. Okay. So the Gemara in Ervin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells us V'omer of Chista Tzuras HaPesach She'asah Min HaTzad La'osah V'lo Klum. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad, it's also lo klum. So the Pashut Pshat in that Memra, I mean, it's hard to know the Pashut Pshat because I'm already tainted the way the normal, so I can never tell you what the Pashut Pshat really should be. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I could, whatever, is that the din is that Tzuras HaPesach has to be Kon Mikan, Kon Mikan, Kon Al Gabayim. Right? So you have the two vertical poles and the horizontal on top. So instead of doing that, you made it not an algabayim, like an H, or even more than, even higher up than an H. But an H clearly is minatzad, right? So that would be invalid. And now this is very relevant for the discussion of using the telephone poles for the Tzuras HaPesach. Because obviously, if you could use the telephone poles for the Tzuras HaPesach, that makes things much easier. As Rabbi Willig has pointed out, it's obviously it's not going to fall down so readily like the things that you're going to... So there is a temptation to want to use them, even though there could be a lot of problems, which we'll discuss in future shiurim with using them. But, you know, that's one of the places that it comes up a lot. Because a lot of the telephone poles, so you have some of them, the wire is on top. That there's on top of the thing, there's a little thing, and the wire mamish is on the top. But the vast majority, they come out min hatzad, not necessarily like an H, a little higher than an H, but it's min hatzad. And this is the Gemara that says that Tzuras HaPesach she'asa'a min hatzad la'osa v'lo klum. What's this lashon she'asa'a min hatzad? Is this a diyuk? We'll see if this is a diyuk. Maybe it's not a diyuk. In other words, why don't you just say Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad? Who cares that? So Pesach min hatzad is lo klum. Why do we have to speak about that? Maybe this is not a diyuk b'chlal. Meaning? So it, and the fact that you.
So Pesach is the whole thing, not just the Kon Al Gabayim. So when it says min hatzad, it would be going back to the whole coming down Kon Al Gabayim.
Oh. Meridik. So Meridik, he said an unbelievable thing that I never thought of in 20 years. And he just opened up a Tamish Alamos to me at this point. And I'll tell you why. In other words, he's a different diuk. His diuk is Harav Weiner Shlita, is in other words, Tzuras HaPesach she'asah min hatzad. So the way we're learning it means that the The Kan Al Gabayim was an Al Gabayim was Minatzad. So, if that's the pshat, you should say that what? Kan Al Gabayim sh'asa Minatzad lo asa klum. That Suras HaPesach. Suras HaPesach is haste, the ganze thing. Why does it say that, Lashon? Meirdik. I'm going to have an answer for you shortly. A Meirdik answer. Meirdik. As Meirdik as your aura?
More
Meirdik. Yeah, no, we're more Meirdik. Wow. Wow. I know. See? You can learn something for 20 years and see if... So that's a diak that you want to make. And what about this diak? Sh'asah min atzad. Is there anything to that diak? Or just say, Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, lo klum. What's sh'asah min atzad? Is there anything into that? Believe me, I'm not from the big diak people. Yeah, lo klum. Yeah, lo klum. Yeah, right. Yeah, it could be there's no diak to be made. Obviously, someone made the diak, that's why But his diak is interesting. Moreno, So I'll tell you something. That there's some Rishonim that learn, and this is based on Rav Haigon, so it goes back to the Gaonim. So this pshat in the Gemara, a totally different pshat than we're normally used to thinking of what it means to us, a peshat, and that's the following. Listen carefully. You have walls. So if there's a pirtz in the wall, if it's a pirtz, yes or yes, sir. So we discuss, you put a tzuras HaPesach up and you're masaking the pirtz. Say, for example, you have a enclosure, right? You have an enclosure, and there's a piece missing in the enclosure. A pirtz in the enclosure. You have four walls, so pieces missing. So you put up a tzuras HaPesach. But what if here's the four walls? What if this part is missing? The end of one of the walls. The end of the wall is missing. And it's a pirtz that's oser. Could you put a tzuras HaPesach on the end of the wall? No, it doesn't turn the corner. It's at the end of the wall. Okay?
The tzuras HaPesach that doesn't have another. It's at the end of the wall, meaning where the two corners meet?
Yeah, in other words, the last, here, this is north, this is south, east, west. This corner, this part of the northern wall, the end of the northern wall is not there. You have a nice part of it, but the whatever the size a pirtza, that's the shear that's osir. So can I put up a tzuras HaPesach from the end of where the northern wall ends to the corner? What? So Zokrav Haigoin. That's pshat in tzuras HaPesach sh'asah min atzad la'asah v'lo klum. In other words, if it's off to the side, it's not talking about the Kan Al Gabayim. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about what? That's min atzad. It's on the... And the Rambam learns this. The Rambam learns. So it hit me. Like, I knew this Rambam 20 years. It hit me like a bolt of lightning. And Moraine of Rabbeinu around Yechiel Weiner, his diuk is source of Pesach, from the whole source of Pesach. Remember the Kibbal. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Source of Pesach, Shasol, Menatzad, Lo Asa, Velo Klum. And I'll tell you, you know what the chiddush here is? And this is going to be a separate packet on this. You see, normally, we say that if you have a pirtza, so if it's small, we call it a pesach. If it's too big, it's a pirtza, and it's usher, right? But we have another klal, that pischa b'keren zavis lo av the inchi.
Oh,
1 second. That means that if you have a pirtza that's four tfachim, say. So four tfachim is not a pirtza, it's a pesach. But if it's in the keren zavis, if it's in the corner, it's no good. Even though it's only four tfachim, it's no good. So normally, most Rishonim learn pirtza b'keren zavis means that the corner got cut off, so there's something missing in two ruchos. On the north and on the west thing. But the Rambam Shita is that Pischa B'Keren Zavis Lo'ab the Inshi doesn't have to be two ruchos. It can even be what? Ruach Achas. It can even be Ruach Achas. And that's Pshat of Tzuras HaPesach Sha'asa Min Atzad Lo'asa V'lo Klum. That's the Pshat. Nothing to do with the construction of Kanal Gabeim. And it makes sense because... let's read the Rambam inside. So that requires your 15 steps ahead. What? Perta Zayin, Halacha Chav. Pesach Shitzorach, V'tzuras HaPesach also Min Atzarei Klum. That if you made it, because the derech to make a Pesach, you know, is usually in the middle of the wall. Even this one, that's pretty much to the side, at least, is not mamish in the corner, right? This exit door over here, right? Right. This is not Minatzad. This is not Minatzad. Minatzad is mamish on the corner. The chiddush of the Rambam is that it doesn't have to have two ruchos. Even if it's just a ruach achas, but it's the end of the ruach, then it's all okay. So the Rambam learns that Min Hatzad is Keren Zavis. It's Hainu Hach. That is why Sus HaPesach Shasom Min Hatzad Lo Klum is Hainu Hach with the din of Pischa B'Keren Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi. That you have to wait for a future Shia to answer that question. It's a good answer. But let's pack it... 21. But now, with this Ram, and you look in the other Rishonim, in the Rif, in the Rush, this is quoted from Rav Haigon. The Rif, the Rush, they quote this pshat from Rav Haigon. But the Diuk, Rabbi Chiel's Diuk, is now very good. Now I understand for the first time, it's because the whole Surah is a Pesach, not just the Kohen Al Bagabe. So, just go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you won't get all your own time. Okay. Now, the big question that has to be asked. So what would the Rambam Taka say if you have the Tzuras, what we call Menatzad? Two possibilities. Either the Rambam would say that's kosher, because you don't have any Gemara that says otherwise, or the Rambam would say no, that's Pashut that's Apostle. Because what is the Tzuras HaPesach? Kon Mikan, the Kon Al Gabeim. You don't need a special you know, other Gemara to say Minatzad is, that Minatzad is no good, that's bullshit that it's no good. That's bullshit is no good. You need a Gemara to tell me this Chiddush. It's like they once asked, Rav Shechta says over, they once asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that Nesra Gamurkov is no good? Right, it doesn't say in the Mechaber Esrog and Murkov is no good. So he said, it says Esrog. It's not an Esrog. You know, so if you hold Kon Mikan, the Kon Al Gabeim, does Heis Tzuras HaPesach? Does Heis Tzuras HaPesach? This is a Tzuras HaPesach. So Avad, if it's Minatzah, it's no good. The Saba Kadisha says it's good, yeah. Okay. So the Kesef Mishnah on page 3, not the Kesef Mishnah. So it's a Pesach Shasa Minatzah, Avo Pisha Rif Rabbeinu Lo Pirshu Minatzah Ki Perish Rashi. Even though they didn't learn like Perish Rashi, Mikol Mokom Le'inyin Dina Mashma, the Avlu did who? In Chiber Kona Ha'Elyon L'Shnei Ha'Koni Mitzideyem Lo M'Hani. The Lishna De Kona Al-Gabeyem Mashma Al-Gabeyem Lo Mitzideyem. In other words, Rav Yosef Karo, the Kesef Mishnah, writes that don't try to think that the Rambam is going to be Makil on the other Shiloh of the H of the, something like that, because why? Because that's Poshet. That's Poshet. That's not Kona Mikan, Kona Mikan, Kona Al-Gabeyem. So Mimela, that was Poshet to the Rambam. That's why the Rambam learned this Gemara differently, or because of your Diyak, etc.
Doesn't the word Karen Thomas refer to this? Like,
according to most Rishonim, Karen Thomas means when it's a corner, meaning a little bit is left from the northern and a little bit is left out from the western. So in the northwest corner, we have a little bit left out, and that's a. Right, but he's learning Pshat.
I'm saying, doesn't Karen Zovis define what he meant when he said Minatzad?
No, because it's saying not necessarily. Right, it's not Mashma. Okay, look, I can't take a. Yeah, well, you have to wait till we get to that ending. And today's shir is not about Pirskei B'Karen Zovis law of the inch. Okay, and there's one more pshat that is given in Rishonim, in this Gemara of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad, and that is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, now that we have the nice Rabbeinu Chananel, so I don't have to squeeze your eyes to look in the small print. We have separate volumes today. We're in the generation where we have separate volumes of Rabbeinu Chananel. Page 4. Guf Amar Chisit Tzuras HaPesach Shal Menatzad Perish Belo Tikra V'lo Mashkov El Mezuzas Bovad Lo Asa Klum. Because what it means Shal Shal Menatzad means when you build Tzuras HaPesach, so you have to have Konamikan, the Kon Al Gabeyem. There are three parts to it, the two vertical and the one horizontal. So Menatzad means you only put up the vertical ones, you didn't put up the horizontal. And that's what it means, Minatzad. If you look in the Rashba and the Avodas HaKodesh, right. Let's look at the Rashba for a second and the Avodas HaKodesh. Page 2. So again, one could say, just like we cleared within the Rambam, what would Rabbeinu Chananel say? It could be.
Well, here Rabbeinu Chananel, meaning this is even more authority than that, and he didn't put up a cloud.
Right. Right. So, for that to be right, that might be kosher. So the Rambam, the Rashba writes in the Avodas HaKodesh, Hegzel Tzuas Pesach Kana Mikan Vekana Mikan Vekana Gabeim. Okay, then next paragraph. Tzuras HaPesach Shomaru Bentei Be'emtza Kosel Bentei Be'rosha Kosel Utsar HaKeren. It says it doesn't matter. You can put the Tzuras HaPesach wherever you want. Shein Hefresh Ben Zel Zeh Aval Pi Sheyesh Migdolei Amorim She'ostru Ba'ason Utsar HaKeren Ein Dvarim Eilu Mechuvarim Varishon Iker. Even though the Gedolei Amorim, meaning the Rabbeinu, the Rambam, the Rif, Rav Haigon, they all said that, but Ein Advarim Nirim, and he thinks it's okay. Okay. Now, there are a couple of very fundamental questions that come up with this inyan of Tzuras HaPesach Shasam Min HaTzad. And what's known, and this is very important, that one makes a community Erev. And that is the Shaila of Tochuv. Tochuv. What do we mean by Tochuv? So even though a lot of the Tzuras HaPesachs of the telephone poles are not on the top, again, you go look on your telephone poles, there are some that taka go mamish on top, but a lot of them don't. But some of them, what they do is they like drill a hole in the telephone pole, and the string, the wire, it's not a string, it's a wire, goes through the hole. So on one hand, it's on top of something. On the other hand, it's not on the tippy top of the whole structure. But on the other hand, it is on top of the thing that's below it. It's not something like, if you have something min hatzad like this, you know, coming, you know, here's the con and it's going over here. So that's clearly min hatzad. But what if it's going through? It's tochuv. It's going through the pole. Right. As Rav Harari says, do we say dal mihocha the top? Or not? And this is a big discussion in the poskim, because if you makel on tochuv, so then potentially you can have a lot of telephone poles to your usage in the, you know, and especially in certain communities where it's not so easy, you know, the resources aren't as great. Goes through, right through the pole.
So let's say it goes only on one side. Like it goes through on one side of the pole, the other side goes up to the top.
Right, so then, so the one that went through would be good. And then the other one, you'd have to put another lechi underneath. Because wherever you have it, you have it. But a lot of these things go through on one side, one telephone pole, and into the next one. I remember years ago when my friend Rabbi Landesman, or Shmuel Landesman, was the rabbi in Binghamton. So I went up one summer to try to help him with the Erev, and the community wasn't rolling in dough that they could just, you know, so we were trying to see any coolers that we could possibly have, you know, to help, you know, preserve the Erev. So that was one of the things that we worked with a lot of tochuv. That when it went in, so that was called al gabeyem and not min hatzad. So let's see the makoros for this issue. Is it true or is it not true? That, in other words, one could still say, no, this is also called min hatzad, and it has to be al gabeyem mamish. So that's the question. Minatzad means it's not al gabeim. It's not al gabeim. Okay. We're not saying this is the only hechi timtz of minatzad. If this is minatzad, avada, if you do it like this, this is also minatzad. The question is, if it goes through, is that minatzad or is that? Minatzad just means that if it's not al gabeim, it's minatzad. What do we say? No, you can have a hechi timpsa that it's not minatzad. If it goes through, it's still al gabeim, and it's not called min. It's not called minatzad. This is proverbially known as tochuf, because it's okay. So let's look in the Hagos Oshri on page 6. The second, the Rosh, the third column of Rosh, the second arrow in the Hagos Oshri. So he says, V'lo she'etochuv ben shneim mizeh lezeh be'emtze isad, or zarua mim haramak. So what is this mashma? This Loshen in the Hagos Oshri. V'lo she'etochuv ben shneim mizeh lezeh be'emtze isad. So what? That's not good. Because he's saying even if it's tochuv, it's what? It's still called menatzad. That's what's not good. Lo she tochuv. Oh. So that's why it's important to look things up in the original. In other words, he's quoting an Or Zeruah, so we should see what the Or Zeruah says. This is Rav Abadi's Ha'ara. He says, in other words, you want to make a big deal that it says, Rav Abadi writes in his Truva, you want to make a big deal that says Tochuv, and Tochuv's no good, and you want to say Tochuv's no good. So let's look in the original source, page 7. Am Rav Chisit Sosef, so nothing kana, bein shnei hakana, mizeh, mizeh, bein imtze iso. In other words, the key word that you want to make the diak from is that it's Tochuv, which Tochuv means it's inside of it. It's Tochuv inside. That is not, as Rav Abadi points out, that's your key diuk to say this is no good. That word is not in the Or Zeruah. So you see that word is not, he doesn't necessarily mean tochuv. Tochuv just means it's in between. In other words, like this. So if it's like this, this is what he meant by tochuv. But if you want to be medayek, there was that tochuv, was normally when we speak about tochuv, we mean that there's a hole in here and it's going in the hole. So that whole key word that you want to say maybe it's no good is not what? Page 7. Right. In other words, he leaves out the word tochuv. That's the point. No, avada, if it's for MC, so it's no good. In other words, you... What?
The end is not so good.
What is that? It says like this. The law of Roshayim lost... Yeah, if there are no holes, it has to be on top. No holes, it has to be on top, avada. But, in other words, you wanted it... In other words... But if you read, in other words, because we normally say the word tochuv means that tochuv means it's inside of it. So if you want to make a diuk from the Hagos Oshri that it's no good based on his lashon, that diuk is what? Okay, but but it's not the same as if the Or Zeruah would have said it that way. Right? It could be the Hagos Oshri understood it, but it's not beferish in the. It's not, you know, it's not the same if it would have been beferish in the Or Zeruah.
Why not? Those actually just say that from Rashi.
Rashi
doesn't have the same
washing. Right, but v'imtzi so could just mean that you have your two vertical things, and then you took your horizontal and you nailed it in from the side, on the side, not in between the two things, but. External.
I'm trying to say that not Moshe said maybe the pshat is that Hagos Oshri understood the Or Zeruah like that. I'm saying maybe the Hagos Oshri had an Or Zeruah like this, because otherwise we would just make the deep from Rashi and Gemara, which also says about Moshe.
No. You mean why is he quote?
The Or Zeruah of
Yeah, okay. I mean, why is he quoting the Or Zeruah and not quoting Rashi? He always quotes Or Zeruah.
Yeah, okay.
He always quotes Or Zeruah. So somehow he has something with the Or Zeruah that he likes to bring in Or Zeruah. Oh. Now, so that's what he writes. Take a look in a second. In Tshuva, in the Or Yitzchak. Where he writes on the bottom, on page 16, second to bottom paragraph, Ela Omed LeNegdeinu. In other words, he wants to say Tachuv is good. Omed LeNegdeinu Loshon Hagos Or Zeruah, Hagos Or Shem Or Zeruah. So then he writes that if you look in the Or Zeruah itself, Chaynira on page 17, Chaynira Gamim Mashakos of Or Zeruah Baatzmo, Shem Menu Mokor Hadin Shal Hagos Or Shem. That's what it means. Etc. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the Hargos Ostri learned that way in the either. Okay, but even if you wanted, it could be okay. We have to look inside to see what his lashon is. Okay, well, this is a big shaila. We'll see more whether tachuv is good or not. Is tachuv considered minatzar or is tachuv not considered minatzar? Now, there's another famous discussion. And that is the Taz on page 9. What if the Kana is like this? But it's not Al Gabayim, but it's Mitzideim, but on the top. Those the two horizontal vertical poles are not sticking out. Whereas this thing is not on top. The horizontal is not on top, but it's in between, but nothing is sticking out. From the Or Zeruah, Or Zeruah could be either talking about this or this. Right. But what about if it's on the tippy top, but not on, it's not Al Gabayim, but it's on Mitzideim, but there's nothing protruding from the two, from the two horizontal. For example, if you look at this to the Sapesa up here, this is all good. Okay. You see, it's, this one is not. Right. But this one still, it doesn't go over it. You see, this kind of.
Like a diagonal?
Yeah. So the Taz's case is it didn't diagonal when it went straight, and then this thing is that good or is that not? So the Taz's chiddush is that's good. That as long as it's the two things are not protruding from the sides, that's good. Look in the Taz, Sifkan Dal. That's only if the horizontal is not b'kzeh ha'elyon shulakon el bolikzas minakon l'mal minachevul. I'm on korach b'kzeh ha'elyon mitzido ve'in bolat. And he says that's Pshat and Rashi. It was what's called Bem Tzisim. So he says Bem Tzisim means that it's As long as something is protruding from the vertical poles, then you say the thing is be'emtzis. It doesn't have to be mamish be'emtzisim, like an H, where it's mamish be'emtza. But even if it's sort of it's the top, that's called be'emtzisim. But once that's like that, then so that's the Taz's psak. Rav Abadi writes in his sefer, he thinks that maybe even if it's with an extension to this, that maybe even if it's lovered to the top, it could still be, according to this Taz, it could still be called Al Rabeim. That maybe you can argue with, maybe, but that's in other words, an extension of the Taz. Who argues with this Taz? Who argues with the Taz? So that so say for Tosefta Shabbos. Okay. Look in the Tosefta Shabbos. Min atzad kosef hataz. Bim korach b'tzeh elyon shal kana veina kana boloi b'malam yakana shal gavu klon shari afil u'munach min atzad. Maybe right with the Rashi, she first mentioned I know she must have more mizuzu with him, so I'm sure I'm going to show no. Mas mo sa post him in okay. The kulam pe echad onu ve omru de vin she munach al gaba. He says it's mashma from the post him, it has to be munach al gaba to mo mashkev she munach al mizuzu. Kenu loshen haran besuka. So he doesn't like the Taz. Then he says another thing, which I think is even what he says. I think is even more far fetched. He wants to know what's pshat in Rashi be'emtzisa, right? Rashi also has a lashon like Eitan pointed out be'emtzisa. So he has so. I mean, it could be, you know, he could argue with the Taz without this. In other words, he could be right against the Taz without this future thing that he's going to say. Because what he's going to say now, I don't know, is a little bit more far-fetched than what's the Emtza Iso? So he's bothered. Emtza Iso means the Emtza of the Kanim. So it should have said plural, but Emtza Ison. If it's the Emtza of the two, right? So what's the Emtza Iso? So he has this whole thing that Rashi meant. The Emtza Iso means Nirag the Kavanoso, fifth word on the last line, last word on the line Kavanoso, second. Nirag the Kavanoso, the Maisha also beofen zeh, then she also sedek bebeis roshei hakana. In other words, what it means is you put a slit inside the middle horizontal pole on each side. And then what you did is you took the side ones and they fit into this groove. In other words, you made a groove in the middle one. You made a groove in the middle one on both sides, and then you put them. And then you had two, like a jigsaw puzzle, two things to go in on each side of the respective vertical ones. So memela, that's what it means. Be'emtza iso, you were toch of it. Be'emtza iso of the kanal gabehem. Said umachnis hakana shemtzal zeh b'sel shemrosh zeh v'kana sheini shemtzal zeh. Nimshel shakanal gahu toch of ben shneim. And that's what it means, and that's no good, because it's not al gabayim.
Some don't have that here, so some say emtzi ison.
Yeah, so that was and based on this pshat and Rashi, he wants to say that tochuv is no good, because here he calls that menatzat, even though it was tochuv. So okay, but in other words, for to be tochuv, or it doesn't have to go through all the way through. As long as it, in other words, as long as, yeah, it is, because there's a on the top of the of the Kana Mitzidem, there's an indentation. And this fits in into the indentations. So you made a groove inside so it'll fit in the indentation. And the Mele, so it's like a Tachuv. And that's what he means. But it's far-fetched to say that that's what Rashi had in mind. If you don't like the Taz, you don't like the Taz. But to tell me that... So he wants to say that the Pshat in Rashi is not like the Taz because it's Taka right on top. So we knock out the Taz with that. And it's against Tachuv because this is a case of Tachuv as well. But that's, you know, Yesh Mayayin, to say this whole Pshatel... to have the diyuk, as you said, with the other gears, so the whole thing is gone. And even without that, Mestama, even if it says Bemsa Iso, it means the, you know, the source of Pesach. It doesn't, you know, doesn't die so much and come up with the.
The word it says is Mitatas Amtech, Shematatas has more Mizel than Bemsa Iso.
Okay. The Prima Godim also discusses. The Prima Godim also discusses this on page 11. The Prima Godim says, "Ayin Hagos Oshri." Usually, so he quotes that same Hagos Oshri. V'yatochov beinchneim b'mtziiso. So he learns that it has to be Munach HaRoshe HaKonim, and he's learning it Kipshut HaLachora, that it's Mamish Tachov, and maybe Tachov is no good. Not like. However, now this is the first source that we see what we do in a regular camp Erev. What do? They take a little piece of wood. They take a nail, right, and they do it around the nail. So one could say, hey, maybe that's Benatzad also, because it's what? The nail is going up. Maybe that's Benatzad. So that, the Prima Godim says, that's okay. And the Kaf HaChaim, which... One second. So the Kaf HaChaim says that since it's clear that the nail is a separate thing, so that's from perspective of the piece of wood, it's al gabayim, and we view the nail as a separate entity. No, and the nail is sticking up from the top of the piece of wood. No, because if you say the nail is an extension of the piece of wood, so it's not on top of the nail, it's minatzad of the nail. If you say the piece of wood is continuing through the nail, so it's not... Maybe that's called minatzad. So the biggest machmir on this issue is the Beis Shlomo. On page 22, take a look. The Beis Shlomo was one of the great poskim, and now Baruch Hashem, they're starting to reprint it with good printing, so I don't have to ruin my eyes anymore on learning the Beis Shlomos. Now they're good printing with good footnotes. So he has a chumrah, page 22, the top paragraph of the left side. First word in the line is Meha Mezuzos. He says, Mikol Mokum Bimkomi Nahakti Al Atzad HaYoser Tov. In other words, he's just saying, Al Tzachumra, what I used to do in my Erev, Shekasher Tochvu Bimasmores HaAsuyim Ke'en Chatzoy Tabos, Mikroim Sabkis L'Tocha Shal Shalosh L'Malo, Litcho Rosh HaMasot V'Obek HaKonim Echol Ebol L'Malo Melchol. In other words, what he would bang the nail in as far as it... There was the way we have it, the nails are protruding out, and then the wires are around that. So then maybe one could be fakpek, that's minatzat. So what he did is he banged the nail in as far as he could be, so it doesn't look minatzat. Okay, but that even he says, you know, Mbios Tov, he did.
He didn't really get it. He looked at the post, still.
Right. Right. So, but, you know, what can I tell you? Oh, the one to approve Tachuv Beferish. Whereas till now, we've, you know, the Taz didn't talk about Taz, had his own Chiddush. And we were just saying, you know, is there a Raya against Tachuv from the Hagos Oshri? But the one to approve it Beferish is the Nesivis. Nesivis wrote his Sefer Mekor Chaim and Hilchas Pesach, and in the Sefer he has like 2 pages of Hilchas Erevin on page 12. So he writes, "Od nirali d'afshat tzur sefach shalsom menatzad lo also klum mikol mokum chokach betoch hakanim v'korach hachevel al gabov d'kosher." Hatam de bina al gabav perish Rashi kumo mashkov al mezuzu mashkov gufa atu mezuzu rechava. Mehamashkov lavshein pesachu. But ha'ein shir lulechi v'ilu ha'yiru chotke v'akonam sh'ar hachevel ha'vakosha chadai mikosha dav dey rechot tuch adayin k'man de posik damya k'ein nirel ani is dainti. So if you chokak l'tochat kanim and therefore it's on top of the rest of the pole, that's good enough. So that's the din of Tachov. So he's the one who gave the okay on Tachov. What are the classical Sfarim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan say on this? Yeah. What's chokuk mean? Chokuk means it's a gant. And you're wrapping it around. You're wrapping it around. I don't see any screw here.
If I kick it and nail it to him, that's what he's saying.
Is that you... What?
Burrow.
In other words, you tie the rope around the top of the thing. So normally if you tie the rope around the top of the thing, so then it's menatzat. But what you did was you made an indentation in the thing, so now when it's tied, in other words, it at the end it narrows out. So it's still on top of the thing on. Yeah, that's even a bigger chiddush. It's not even through and through. That's like it goes like this. What? Right. It's not the tippy top. Here, go like this.
Where is it?
On the narrow part.
On the outside of the narrow part.
Yeah, the bottleneck. Like a bottleneck. Yeah. Okay.
It's a bigger thing.
It's a bigger chiddush, like Eitan said.
It's not wrapped around the pole. It's like all
narrow. No, but the nail clearly is a separate thing. You can see this is mamish part of the gufa adover. Chara is a kol shekain, as he says. Well, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Samachtal menatzad perish alonosan elyo v'shnei akonim ha'omdim al chibru lahem menatzad l'fi she'ena domel v'pesach shamashkov nito l'shnei ha'mezuzot da'ad d'mashe mekel ataz ha'fil oso menatzad im oso begofa akonim b'shova im akonim ma'amu she'ena akonim ha'omed bolen l'mal menachevel kol achronim cholkim lov. So the Mishnah Berurah says that taz kol achronim cholkim lov. I mean, we saw the Tosefta Shabbos. It's really the Vinishia Hevel Al Gabe Hakanim Mamish. And then in, look at the shartzian on the bottom. I am a korchaim. The mashmer sham lechor the mekel bezeh. Vagam ken kavaso boso shalom yotzo lemal meakonim klum. Right, but he says pashtus is the mekor chaim would be mekel, like we just saw. Metzadim zelach avel main akonim otzim lemal el hashachokach rach maad meem tisum vaniach achemel besocho sheemunach betov lo shalom lemata shapei dami the mikri zeh al gabo. So if it's a tchokuk and it's at the tippy top, because he's putting together the taz with the mekor chayim, meaning if you have a scenario to taz, so you might not like the taz, right? Because it has to be al gabov, but it's tchokuk anyway, and it's on the tippy top. So putting the two things together, that should be okay. Well, if you hold that the case was the narrow bottle cap, so the rope could be on the wrapped around the narrow part on the tippy top. So, right. Take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan is the one who says it beferish that Tochuv is good. He's a Dover Poshehu, page 15. Shim hakonos al gabeim munach b'akonim shemikanu mikan. So the konos al gabeim is munach b'akonim. That's mashma. It's going through it. Afal pi she'od harbei boltim. Even though the vertical poles are still going up much higher. Mikanu mikan l'mal me'akonos al gabeim. V'gon shechokach b'toch hakonim v'nosan hakonim elyon b'toch hakokach. Mikanu mikan ma'ech paslo al mashu boltim od l'mal l'mal. He says, who cares? There was, like Rabbi Harari said, Dal Mehocha. There was the fact that it still extends up with, but those parts, we don't need that. So he says, as long as it's going through and it's Lamala from something, that's good enough. He says, Yesh Toim Lomar, the Gamzem Mikri Menatzar, Al Pi Loshen Rashi, he thinks it's not true. You read it there. Oh, now a couple of very important points here. The Meiri on page 19 says a chiddush. You know, there are two Meiris on Erevin. There's the Beis HaBechiyim Meiri and the Chidushei Meiri. That's why you always have it. When a Meiri is called an Erevin, you have to make sure to know from which sefer it's quoted from. It's the two different svarim. It's interesting, the Chidushei HaMe'iri, three volumes. It used to not be Benimtza, now it's Benimtza. It was put out by Rav Simcha Zissel Broida, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, with Rav Lachman, who they learned it together, Rav Lachman with Rav Simcha Zissel, and they wrote ta'aras and footnotes on the Me'iri and Erevin. Yeah. So in the, but this is from the regular Meiri. He says he may shmisha kosov zolona marchein pesah cares of davar bekonim keyotzi b'hem. In other words, he quotes for those that weren't here in the beginning. The Rambam had a totally different pshat in what does it mean susa pesach shasom menatzad. It doesn't mean that the kon al gabeim was like on the side, but it means the whole susa pesach was. Say you had a pirtza in a wall, so the pirtza was not in the middle of the wall, it was on the end of the wall, so that's called, and now you want to put a Tzuras HaPesach over there to be masaking the what? The the Pirtza. So that's what the Rambam says, the Rav Haigon and the Rif, that Suas HaPesach Sha'asav Min Atzad is Lo Asav Lo Klum. And then the Achronim debate, I mean, so far we saw the Kesef Mishnah says, that doesn't mean that the Rambam would hold that Ar Min Atzad is good. Ar Min Atzad was Pshita according to the Rambam. And he had an added Chiddush. We'll see soon that there are some Achronim that want to say that maybe in Achanami, maybe the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole din of Ar Din Min Atzad, and he only holds from the din of the Min Atzad, of the Suas HaPesach Min Atzad. But so the Meiri now quotes both Pshatim, the Rambam's Pshat and the regular Pshat of Min Atzad, but within both Pshatim he has a Chiddush, the Hainu. V'yesh mi shekosov shelo nemar she'ein Pesach shebekeren zovis Pesach al adavke bekodim v'kayotze behem. Have a binyan gomor b'chol mokum havi Pesach. In other words, if you just have konim, like a piece of wood here, a piece of wood here, and a string, so then you have to do it this way. But if you have a binyan gomor, this is mamash, this is not a pseudo Pesach. This is a real Pesach. This is a real building. It's a real thing. Then even if it's off to the side, like the Rambam Shita, or it's min atzad according to our Shita, that would still be good. Because if this is mamish a binyan gomor, then that's not a chisur. You can't say, what's the idea? That if it's min atzad, so this is not a Pesach. People don't make it. But if this is mamish a building, this is the Pesach of the building, you can't say that this is not a Pesach. Only with the pseudo psachim, you know, the makeshift Erevin that we did, then you could say, so that's what he writes. Yesh mi shekosov shelo nemar shein Pesach shebekeren gezov is Pesach al davke bekonim kayotzim. Habe binyan hagomor b'chol mokum avi Pesach. V'chei ma shamaru shein oson hakon ha'elyon be'emtza einu Pesach apshat davke bekonim kayotzim. Habe binyan obo mechitza gemura af b'derech zehu chosho Pesach. Okay. Yeah. So say, for example, you would have a room, a building, and at the end of the building, there's a, on the side, say this door would be a little over to the side. So what are you going to say? And it opens up into a Carmelis or something like that. So you would say that when the door is open, that you can't carry in this room? So the Miri is saying, no. Even though it's Min Atzad, according to Shitas HaRambam, this is a Binyan Gomor. Min Atzad is only by these Shracha things. Because these Shracha things are not real. It's a Pesach. Right? So unless you do it, Kiholchasso, we're not going to give you credit for a Pesach. But, no. Dalit. Pirtza Bekeren Zovis is a Pirtza ready by Dalit Fakir. We'll have a separate packet in there. And the Pri Megodim, take a look just on page 21. We'll get back to page 20 in a second. He quotes the Taz that it's on the tippy top. It's okay. Then he quotes the Tosefta Shabbos Gim Gim Bezeh Ayin Tosefta Shabbos. The firstborn was Klum Ayin Tosefta Gim Gim Bezeh Fidaito Ha Tosefta Shabbos Kegam De Bechevel Yinas Yosed Masmer Barosh Hakonim Yikshar Kevel Yosed Vaday Al Atzara Yosed Tov Shaper Domi. In other words, the Tosefta Shabbos didn't like the Taz. He's Gim, I ain't Tosefta Shabbos Gim Gim Bezeh. Like we saw. So he says, for the Tosefta Shabbos, so to satisfy him, so in other words, instead of just putting the rope around the tippy top, you'll put a nail there and then you'll run it around the nail, and that'll be good for the Tosefta Shabbos also. So this is the, you know, so here and elsewhere, the whatchamacallit, the Pri Megodim endorses the nail. And the Kaf HaChayim, which I didn't have one to put in the packet, but I was making the packet, because the So, but I looked it up subsequently. It's quoted that the Kaf HaChaim is the one who says that since it looks like a separate unit, you don't call it an extension of the thing of the wood, and it's not called Menatzad, and you don't have to bang it in. The Beit Shlomo said Malatzad Yosetov, he banged it in also, so it shouldn't even look. The Beit Shlomo?
Yeah, it's Kav HaChaim.
I don't know. Maybe no. Okay. Now, getting back to the first diak of the day before Rabbi Weiner said his groundbreaking diak. And we started off the shiur. Tzuras haPesach she'asa min hatzad lo'asa v'lo klum. So the Shaul Meshiv, who was one of the great Gedolei HaPoskim, says a whopper of a chiddush here, and we'll see, he gets it. People don't let him get away with this chiddush. You know, if you want to say a chiddush like that, you have to be willing to take an attack. And we'll see who gives it to him. He says like this. If you have a telephone pole, on page 21. If you have a telephone, what page is it? 20. You can see what page it is. Page 20. If you have a telephone pole and it's min hatzad, fine. You'll show me maybe the Rambam. No. So he wants to say even that. So he wants to say, and you can say this is, you know, in other words, it's dafka, if you made it for Tzuras HaPesach, you made it min hatzad, so then what? Oh, that's the diak, she'asa min hatzad. But if it's there on its own, and now you want to use it, so it's upshot, you made it this way. Why is it min hatzad? It's not because I didn't want to use it as a Pesach, so I dafka made it not like a Pesach. This was made before me. Now I want to use it, so I don't have the ability to. So that's okay. Look inside. The gam lohava tzuras hapesach so min hatzad lidin a telegraph nasa kil chaso v'shani tzuras hapesach so min hatzad da aso l'shem tzuras hapesach v'rinu d'lovdin v'agav n'mashen ken kan. And look in the next paragraph, in the next arrow. After tzuras hapesach so min hatzad lo moyel hayim shum she'asa ma'ase lihipuch v'asa min hatzad gal daite lo aso l'shem tzuras hapesach. I've called the Nasa Me'elov or Lasiba Acheres. You know the telegraph, Nasa Lasiba Acheres Pshita the Einopoth. So this is the biggest cooler. I mean, the Shaul Meshiv is not little stuff. It's not some little fly by night person. But it's still a. Yeah. What?
Long way, then I don't want it to be
Tzuras HaPesach.
Right. If you did it at all, someone else did it, then I'm glad I want that to be Tzuras HaPesach.
You're honest
because you didn't do anything about it yet. Right. So does that take a hammer and fix it? It's not the gala that you wanted to fix.
You don't need it. Okay, so we're going to have a separate packet on Kavana. Yeah. So, the Sefer Torah's Chesed. Right, so that's what he's saying. So you
therefore. No, I don't understand. For everybody who didn't actually make it, it should work.
Right. You're not gonna have me. Right, person made.
But you're doing it with hands, like.
Okay, it's like Vata. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I mean, you got to realize that this is not accepted. It's like, it's
as big as he was.
I mean, maybe he accepted it. Look at the Torah's Chesed. Torah's Chesed is one of the unbelievable forms. You ever hear Rav Avadia Yosef speak about the Torah's Chesed? You know, it's like, there's no one compares to the Torah's Chesed. You know, you should get a Torah's Chesed and go through every piece. On page 27, in the middle of the Torah's Chesed, he says, he'll give it to him. He says, "Bedover masha maloso hetikli b'mechtovo divrei hasefer shol meishiv." In other words, what somebody said over from the shol meishiv, "Masha kosev lahakel midon didon lo chashiv tzuras apesos sam benatzad." That tzuras apesos benatzad lo mahani who mishum shegila daito shelo asal tzuras apesos came into law of the inshi b'kai gavna. Masha enkein shenasa came l'siba acheres is pshita de mahani. That's what he says. So then he writes, here, take a look further down. The first word on the line is velo al gabo. Ach belav hachi divrei mechaber hanal merapsa nigri umiliba hotzi milin belishum yisod divraya megmara poskim v'chas mesholam l'shmolo. So he gets him hard. He said, yeah, he made up this for himself, and there's no raya for it, and what we would call a diakal.
But it's interesting how he learns.
Yeah. Oh. Now there's another big inyan, which I'm going to show you the makoros in this inyan, because this was a big inyan. First, we'll take a look in the English first. In Rabbi Beckhoffer, Rabbi Willig discussed in 1984 in the Morasha when we're doing it. That's the Toronto Erev. I remember the first time I came to Toronto, a long time ago, for the Rabbi Yankov Lostig's wedding. Judy Witte many years ago. And I think that summer before that or whatever, we had already learned Erev, and so I was discussing with Rabbi, from Clinton Park, Herr Kirzner, who was the Bechutin of Reuven Feinstein. So we had a discussion then, this probably goes 20 years ago, but probably on the Toronto Erev. So let's read the English letter, and then we'll see it in the poskim. He says in the footnote 138, page 32, when Rabbi Beckhoffer says, one of the early metropolitan Erevin in North America was that of Toronto. The original Erev in the downtown area, no longer inhabited by the Jewish community, was constructed by a great Polish posek, Rabbi Yehuda Lev Grobart, the Chavolim B'Ne'imim. They're very chashuv a sefer. Chavolim B'Ne'imim. Rabbi Grobart theorized, okay, so basically, this is the kula. What was the Toronto Erev? The Toronto Erev was telephone poles, and they were all menatzat. So what was the kula? The kula was like this. It looked like a T. You've seen them all the time, like a T. A T? No, a T. Either small T or capital T, a T. So instead of the wires going on the bar, that the vertical bar of the T, they went over the what? The horizontal. So is that called menatzad, or do we say no? That's called al gabeim, and we'll see the heter. I remember the song. I think at that point in 1984, I think Imvei HaGefen had just come out. So the heter that's brought, you'll see in the poskim, is anfei ilan. So Rabbi Willig said anfei ilan ba anfei ilan. In other words, when you have a tree, right, the tree branches out, right. So where's the top of the tree? So each branch is its top. So it's like it's branching out and it's going on the. It's like horizontal thing. It's going on top of the on that top of the T on the horizontal bar of the T. That's all called al gabbah.
How far away from the actual vertical part?
Doesn't matter. So look inside. Rabbi Grobar theorized that the cables on the crossbars and similar structures, such as found on the metal structures that support high-tension wires, do not fall into the category of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. He suggests that Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad only exists where a cable is literally bolted to the side of a pole. But if you have a pole, if you just have a vertical pole, and then the wire is coming from the side, so that's Menatzad. Wherever the cable is attached to the top of a crossbar is not technically a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. And therefore, at times when oppressive circumstances exert pressure to incline, it's possible to rely on overhead. The vast majority of the poskim, however, resoundingly rejected this opinion, etc. And then, so this was the Toronto Erev. And when I went to Toronto in, this must have been like 20 some odd years ago. So people, you know, people were carrying based on, not everyone, but there were people carrying based on this, the old Toronto Erev, using this kula of that, that's not called Menatzad. And then the Rabbi Price, Rav Avram Price, who was considered very big Talmud Chacham, who knew the Avnei Nezer, that's pretty good. And Rav Harari was at his Levaya. Right, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung was Maspidim. You know, he was a Gom, Rabbi Price. But I can tell you a lot of things. Rabbi Harari told me that the Sakat Chava said that when he saw him as a little kid, he wanted him, he saw he was a big Balkishran. He said, you should stay here to learn. So that was the Erev then. And then, as years developed, this psak became like, if you rely on this, you're considered like, Ferrari, you're considered like no good to rely on this. And then they redid the whole, Rabbi Shlomo Miller made a new Erev, relying on the fact that there are three mechitzas in Toronto. It's interesting how the three mechitzas, like Rabbi Heinemann, he discovered three mechitzas in LA. You know, all these mechitzas that no one knew about, they're all of a sudden, you know, that's why I said the irony is that, you know, people have to be Roas Asma Mutocha mechitzas. So it's hard to say mechitzas no one ever knew about, you know, you're Roma, but okay, whatever. Maybe you don't need Roas, whatever, we discussed it. So let's see this just inside a little bit in the Makoros, because, and you'll see where it comes up. So the Chavolim Ben Imim, take a look. So on page 23, first he discusses the question of Avdi Inshi. On the second arrow, im ikar din tzuras HaPesach Menatzad lo mahani, ein dem chuka rak tam adover, right, deimel do pesach shamash notum, so therefore maybe that could change what the Avdi Inshi is. Pshitad im kol medina yasu psachim ke'elo sham mezuzah tiyah begivos. Yeah, right. In other words, it could be b'chol dor v'dor, that's another discussion. Maybe, in other words, if people would make psachim like that, maybe we do, whatever. So then maybe it's not just halacha moshim sinai that minatzad is no good. Maybe that's called over door of the way of making psachim of that door. However, take a look on page 24 when he says it. Second arrow. Hinei le'inyan dina haminug lahatir al yidei the telegraph. That's the telephone poles. Moshkosu b'chidush Maria Ashkenazi ibn Evishkaya. Right, mutal tzarf telegraph and tzuras habesim. Chenu gu ato bevarsha. So this, you know, is not a, you know, something that started in Toronto. It was no gu ato bevarsha. Kama kiilos kadoshos. Kachos of chubas rasham. Hello lahakel. Kachol b'shari Torah. Shnas yudal chaveres dalad. The pshat header b'telegraph. You don't have to put a lechi underneath. In other words, the crossbar is like a branch. So if you go on the crossbar, you're on that branch. All branches bend. Right, but I'm saying you need. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we'll see in a second. So it's interesting that you would think that there would be no makoros in Rishonim to this question. In other words, are they right or they wrong? This was the big. This was relying on for years and years. This had their people relying on in Toronto. They carried. Not everyone carried, but I'm just saying this was the issue. Oh. So one second. So let's think about the Mishkan for a second. Right, so the Mishkan had the pieces of wood, and then they had the hooks. And then there were horizontal poles. So the Mishkan, the Tzura of the Mishkan, was a similar idea, that you had your thing, and then coming out of the side was like a hook, the vavim lamudim, and then you had the wood there, and then the curtain. So, but the kana al gabeim was not tachuf, the vav was. In other words, you had the thing. In other words, it's not like the wood went in here. You had the vavim lamudim, which were hooks. So you had hooks here, and then you had the poles and the curtains. So the Mishkan itself, the Tzura of the Mishkan itself, was a similar idea. So if we can find out whether the Mishkan itself is considered menatzad or not, that could be helpful in being mevara whether this heter is good or not. The chatzar mishkan. Okay, the chatzar mishkan. Okay. No, but there was a Pesach there. Yeah. So take a look at Tosfos on Beis Amid Beis Aner on page 25. In Tomer, my parashani Pesach Achotze, the Havalei Tzuras HaPesach. Shachlonos Hayu, the Pesach Achotze had a Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Klonosos Hayu Agabe Vave Hamudim, Shachloim Tluim Behem. In other words, the curtains, in other words, you had the Vavim, you had the poles, and they had hooks, and then you had a crossbar on the hooks, and then the curtains were on the crossbar. So where the Pesach was two mezuzahs and a kanal gabeim, which was sort of mitzideim because it was coming out of the hooks, which were. So Tosa says yesh lomar da'omer l'kaman tzuras haPesach shatzom min atzad la'osav lo klum. So Tosis here writes that was called Menatzad, because it was Menatzad. You don't view the hooks as the crossbar. So, yeah, but it wasn't. No, but that's going on top.
The reason why we don't say the sorrow branching out is because this is a separate Zad.
Right.
Same way,
the
Kapha
Kain
said,
no.
Over here also.
Here also what?
The only reason it's considered Menatzad is because it's a separate.
And therefore, you want to say what?
I mean, in general, a crossbar maybe would be Muffin.
But a crossbar, this crossbar was coming Menatzad.
Yeah, there, by the same entity.
The only Tzad to say that the crossbar is not Menatzad is if you can consider the hooks as a chelik of the kana, and it's like the anfeha elon, and it's on top of that. So from this tosis, you see that what that the tosis says that this is called menatzah. Think about it. Oh, so the Torah's chesed and that famous tshuva that he writes, and Rav Avadi Yosef is very excited about this tshuva, we'll see in a second. So in other words, the Torah's chesed, the shul, in other words, he's, the tshuva is about whether you can use the telephone things for the, right, and whatever, we're going to have a separate shiurs to, there's more on this that we have to be, but he's saying like this, the shul umeshiv's heter, that he doesn't want to hear from. That's a diak. He doesn't want to hear from that. But this heter, he's willing to speak about. This heter, he's being done, whether it's a good heter or not. So he says, Al Dasha, page 26, Al Dasha Eloso, Im Yesh Heter, Fatzara, Hamude, a telegraph, Le'erv, Petar Susa Pesa, Baby Divere Sholem Meshiv, Pilpel, da da da. So he says, that maybe it's here. He says maybe it's minatzad. So he writes here. He named me after Shiroshi Hamudim, Hema Lamala Min Hachut Shebeinayim. Lachor Havitzur Sapesach. Second column. Havitzur Sapesach Shal Minatzad. Loss of Lokvum. Rak Di Yeshlomar. Tekeim Shachut Munach. Allah shoshis for unkeli hayotze mina omud. Unkeli is like a little hook, you know, that the chut was going. You know those little hooks that come out of the telephone poles, like a little hook. You know those little, and the wires sometimes go on the hook. So it's minatzad from the big pole, but it's on top of the hooks. Yeshlomad mahani. Maybe it should work. So he says, "Omnam yeshlo chiach midivrei atosus reish ervin sheikshu amay deparcha gemar dolel fumi pesach sharachotzer deshani." In other words, you want to learn out from Pesach sharachotzer what how big a pirtza could be a pesach. Maybe that's different because it had the tzuras a pesach. So you can't learn out from something. You want to learn out from a situation where there's no Tzuras HaPesach from a situation that has a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tosa says, no, it was a Tzuras HaPesach, but that Tzuras HaPesach was Minatzad. The Vavei Avod. The Tertzu HaTosu Mishum Tzuras HaPesach Shasor Minatzad Lo'osov Lo'klum. Kach Kosov Gamim Tosu Zvachim. Mur Midivrem Dikai Gav Nanami Havalei Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad Lo'mahani. After Tosu Sam Kosov Od Teretz. Right? Mikol Bokom Poshut Hul Ladinon that the Teretzim are not, though it's Tosu gives more than that Teretz. So maybe that's goof of what the two terutzim are arguing about whether this is good or not. Gam yoshlo chiyach midivrei tosu da ikur midivreim kateretz kam etc. So he writes. Keep going. He says here, first word on the line is May Esser. Keep going down, like three quarters of the way down. The first word on the line is May Esser. First, on the second column, May Esser. Ach mikomokam eilo chiech mikan bibiru l'esser minidon didan. Ashkosu the closest of God, vavi avinim havi tzur sepesh on sad. He shlom in yon aduf tfei. He says, no, maybe our case is better than the Mishkan. The kevin shachut munach al gabe unkeli vashoshu shalad the chashiva ki'il hei migufa omed like chach beemtza omed v'niach sham v'hadu aminim became vavi amudim chad yishlomed the had aminim biyushalmi, right, the famous Yushalmi, the al pi Hashem yachanu kevin sheftichan of Shmuel Shmuel. So he says, keep going, mital yishlomer, third column arrow. He says the basic chiluk is that if a telephone pole is there, it's not a temporary thing. So then you could consider that a what? A chelik of the pole. And therefore it's considered al-gabav from that perspective. Masha'en Kane, the thing in the Mishkan, came off, right? It was dismantled all the time. you want to apply the Yerushalmi, you know, our Yerushalmi that we had, Al Pi Hashem Yachanum. But he doesn't think that that should apply to the relationship between the, in other words, Lagabe, that this is a Makom Kavua, that this is considered that. But Lagabe, the relationship of the peg to the thing, he thinks it's still, that's called Eina Kavua. Okay, then he found, look at the arrow further down, that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yosha writes Beferish, not like that. He says, the Mishkan Hayo Lo Shapir Din Suras HaPesach. Rabbeinu Tam, so you have a source in the that even that was considered a Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, Lomi Boy, if you want to say like Tosis that wasn't a Tzuras HaPesach, maybe our case is still better because our case is Kavua, but the Rabbeinu Tam Taka held that it was a Tzuras HaPesach. So that type of Al-Gabov, he's willing to you know, to be done, that maybe that would be good. But then at the end he says, but the Shaul Meshiv thing, he doesn't want to. So there was a fellow from Karen Biavna, Rav Elimelech Langa, who learned in Karen Biavna, who wrote a sefer on Hilchas Erevin. And for years, that was the sefer on Hilchas Erevin. Right? For years, everyone used that sefer. I mean, Rabbi Glickman told me that when people used to study the Rabbanut, Bechinas, and Shabbos, and Erevin, they always used his sefer. So he got two haskamas to the sefer. One is from Radi Yosef, and one is from the Rosh Hashiva of Goldberg Tzatzal. So Rav Avadi Yosef writes in the haskama, the paragraph that begins Toch. He says, "Ktokidei Yuni," and Rabbi Bekoff brings it. "Mekor Shehavi Isiki Po Vasham Kitzer B'Mokum Shomru Laharich." He says sometimes you were too short when you should have been more. You should have said over more. And the issue was beinyan chutei chashmal, she'over min hatzad. When you're talking about the telephone or the light posts or whatever it is, and you quoted a shol meishiv l'chadish chutei a telegraph his chiddush, and then he says be'emes she'beshut toras chesed milublin docha b'shtei yadayim hetero, the tam shol hashol meishiv b'zeh. So he just wanted that he should quote more of the sources that say that the thing was no good. Well, we're still not finished. Don't think we're finished with this discussion. This is not the end of the discussion. Believe me. And then I figured the Rosh Hashiva's thing is on the same page, so if you want to read Rav Goldberg's Sicha about his famous piece, and Enakel Ishbarach Nosei Chochmel, Mishay Yechmo Chochmel, with Shlomo HaMelech, making Erev Katzeres, his famous Sicha, so I put it in here as well, for those that want to take a look. And just to conclude, the Zakan Aaron of Aaron Volkin, who was Avram Levitt's great-great-grandfather, is Rabbi Kellum's wife's mishpacha. So he has another chiddush here, page 30, from the Chesed Lavrom. I was a little lazy; I didn't xerox from the Chesed Lavrom itself, the secondary source. So, but it's a whopper of a chiddush. I don't know which is a bigger chiddush, the Chesed Lavram or the Shaul Meshiv. So he wants a taina that the whole psul of Min HaTzad is when you need a Tzuras HaPesach Midaraisa. Say you have two walls and you need a Tzuras HaPesach. You need a Tzuras HaPesach Midaraisa. Like a Movoy Mefulash. That's not the Zainama. So then Menatzad is no good. But if it's only in a Carmelis, then you could use Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. You take a look. It's a big Kiddush. And then he writes, and you could always Mitzarif the Shitas HaRambam, who don't even hold from this whole Psul. You know, assuming not like the Kesef Mishnah. So take a look. And just to conclude on a happy note, the Eishel Avram, also I should have quoted from the original, because he's the original one, I think, who discusses it. But the Marsham quotes it in the Shuvah, and Rabbi Bekoff discusses it on page 33. Once a taina that when you make a chuppah, you read the Ramah is the first one to bring the minhag of making a chuppah, you should be makpid that it shouldn't be minatzad. That the chuppah is the four holes have to have a din of tzuras ha-pesach. We see hagon, algon, hagon, mibuchach, masha pasach, the chloros ha-chuppah, yeh tzuras ha-pesach, lamala v'lo minatzad. So the idea, and Rav Schechter has a whole discussion about this in his Sefer. You can take a look, Bikvei Hatzon, and he's done whether this is really true or not. Maybe it has nothing to do with Tzuras HaPesach. Maybe it's because if you know, there's a beautiful Sefer, Sharashim B'Minhagei Ashkenaz. There are five volumes of Minhagei Ashkenaz. Rabbi Mandelbaum Zatzal, who was the librarian in the yeshiva for 50 years, when those farm came to the library, he was very excited. And it tells you the Hishtalshlus of Minhagei Ashkenaz. And the old Minhag was, you know, the Ramah quoting the Minhag Ashkenaz, but the old Minhag was that, you know, Yekis today have Chazan Kal going to a talis, but they have the chuppah too. The old minhag was just to have the talis, not holding the talis, but just have the chasen and kala wrapped in the talis together. That was the old minhag of a chuppah. And today, most people just have the chuppah, not the talis. And even the yekis have the chuppah with the talis. But to have the talis without the chuppah, that you don't see so much. But if you look, he goes through and that was the based on the pasuk in Rus for us the krafecha la masecha. So Rav Shechter discusses here maybe this is just an extension of that and it's not really a din of Tzuras HaPesach, but he quotes some of the achronim that discuss that maybe this is a din of Tzuras HaPesach. Well, that's when there's a psul minatzad.
But it
doesn't work. Oh, so right. That's right. So it depends. In other words, if you have a situation where you have an area that, say, you would hold pirtzi yes and meyesser as a darais or something like that. He gives you an example here. A mavoi mefulash. So that only. Where you have two mechitzos, and you want to make it into Rishus HaYachid to carry. When you're saying menafshach, it's.
If you have two mechitzos,
Yeah, that everyone agrees.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the Prima Gadim held Pirtzi Yes Meyesser is only the Rabban.
Oh, he was assuming whatever you hold can't work on that.
Yeah, if you hold like the Prima Gadim, but let's assume not like the Prima Gadim. Right. Was he holds that he has to hold Pirtzi Yes Meyesser is only the Rabban, because Al Tzad that the whole din of Tzuras. But the Pashas of the Prima Gadim is a shver.
So even though Pirtzi Yes Meyesser makes it there,
so there you need. He's talking about. To tell you the truth, I didn't look it up in the original, so I really shouldn't be.
Why isn't it your easy case? No, Pirtzi Yes Meyesser is the Rabban.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. The truth of the matter is we should really look it up inside. But it's a shita dechuya, it means. But it just caught my eye as interesting that dumya dekalayim, where it's... Because that's the whole discussion there. Okay, so just to review just a little bit, we discussed the din of Tzuras HaPesach Sha'asav Menatzad Lo'asav Lo'klum. We had two diukim. What does it mean, Sha'asav? And why Tzuras HaPesach? So why did you say Kan al gabeim shasom min atzad? So Harav Weiner says that's a right to so I say the answer of Weiner's diyuk that's a right to sheet that's a Rambam. That's whole Tzuras HaPesach shasom min atzad. Because according to the old pshat, it's only Kan al gabeim shasom min atzad. And then we had the Rambam's pshat and the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat, and then we discussed the din of Tochuv of the Hagos Ashri, with the Orzarua, with the Mekor Chaim, with the Mishneh Berurah, with the Archa Shulchan. Then the Taz is Chiddush, that it could be on the top, and the Tosefta Shabbos disagrees with him. Then we discuss the Din of the Nail, the Prima Gadim, with the Chumra of the Bei Shlomo, and Rav Abadi's Diak we discussed before, from the Orzarua. And then we discuss the Taranto air of the kana of the T going on the other top of the T. Is that called of the Bem? That called Menatzad? Normally we assume it's Menatzad, but the Chavalim and Imim quoted that in Varsha they used to do it that way. And we saw that's maybe Toloi and the Tosas and Erevin and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether the Mishkan was called Menatzad or not, or maybe the Mishkan is better, meaning the Mishkan is worse because it was Eina Kavua. And then we discussed whether the Chuppah is a Din in Suras HaPesach, or is it and therefore it should not be Menatzad, or is it a regular, just a extension of the talus? Instead of putting the talus on top of them, it's hovering on top, that's Ke'ilu, it's but nothing to do necessarily with Suras HaPesach. And that's... What's that mean for me?